Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Trendy Handbags. That's basically got Fendi. You know, I got the trendy interior. Fendi interior. Is Fendi okay? Do people still mess with Fendi? Is everything canceled? Are all
the
luxury
Kardashians
brands?
Made it more popular again? Like,
I was watching an episode of Bar Rescue, and one of the men working at the bar, his name was Fendi, and. Ooh. I don't know if that's like someone's actual name or if he did one of those things like, I'm moving to a new town and I'm not going to be Brent anymore. I'm going to be fucking Fendi. And then they'll respect me.
I'm going to be Balenciaga. That sounds like a name.
I don't know. Like, all the women I love that name. So I think maybe if I change my name to that, then they'll know. And I can get out of my dad's shadow as the premier dealer of Kias in southern Nebraska. Now, let's get into what's trending on God's internet today. First up, chains, as in two chains, because the next Versus battle, Ricky Rose versus Titty Boy himself, two chains.
Oh, that's going to be so problematic.
It's like one of those things where you're like, I don't know. Do we not listen to the lyrics or just the beats?
Right. That's
just
like Uncle Chella. Like, we don't need Uncle Chella. We already had one with Nelly and Ludacris, where literally Ludacris is like making R. Kelly jokes and we're like, sir.
Yeah.
And now we're going to do Mr. Rick Ross, who's like, Molly all in a champagne. She needs no. Like, he literally wrote a song about drugging women and was like, what? When we told him it was bad, he was like, what'd I do?
Didn't he almost lose his Reebok deal? Did he lose? He lost his Reebok deal because of that, didn't he? Yeah.
I don't know.
I remember I was working in radio at the time, and we were like, you really thought that? Okay. But you ain't knowing.
Like, I get the song is you don't eat no, but like, you definitely should eat no if you have some drugs.
Yeah, you will have to still respect people's agency to know what they're consuming before you, you know, incapacitate them with drugs. Yeah,
I think it's going to be a problematic life.
I'm trying to think of what... I like, it's so weird. I'm trying to think of whose songs I like more, but I'm ambivalent towards both artists. Like, you know, they got some slappers that I like to, that I'll play in context. You know, the birthday, you gotta play the birthday song. You know what I mean?
Right.
That was one. That's one that
all I want for my birthday is a big booty.
I mean, again,
Well, what do you do with these catalogs? DMX is one who I feel like I didn't see his, but I know it was epic. But that was another artist. I was like, can you even his lyrics don't none of his lyrics hold up anymore. Like that was DMX was a demon.
He was horrible. Also, I couldn't watch the DMX one. I just don't think he has enough hits for me. You know, I love that he yells into the microphone and that he's made that a brand. But this one is hard because I do like 2 Chainz music and I do like Rick Ross's music, even though it's like fucking problematic.
These
as
hell. Hit the radio. Well, yeah, these ones that like have they dominate the radio. DMX was like like he had his like 5 big hits. And then everything else was for like people who were aggro enough and into that aggro hip hop that they're like, yo, I know all the Earl Simmons bars. I call him Earl by his legal name.
I'm gonna get canceled for saying this, but DMX is the black Eminem.
Wow. Wait, what do you mean? In what sense?
Like, let's explore that. They're both just rappers who like don't have a lot of radio hits, but like have a lot of like angry music specific subsect of the male community loves. It's just like,
okay,
we're gonna
like
murder
that part.
Like, what?
But I think Eminem
and then
verifiably
like, I'm
going to
kill my mom. I'm going to kill my mom.
That's just too different. Other one's like, I miss my pit bull. And the other one's like, yo, fuck you, Debbie.
It's like, I lock my girlfriend in a trunk. Like, it's like, they're like both, two sides of the same coin.
Interesting. I will just say, on paper, Eminem has more hits, I think, on like that.
He
that
has
chart.
More hits than DMX, but when we're talking
they're lyrically, but
neither
I like
of them have
where
a
you're
time.
Going, where you're going, you know, I like, I like the thesis of that argument. Okay, next is, this is a very hip hop episode. Machine Gun Kelly. He's trending because him and Megan Fox, they have made it IG official, like a referee with the whistle. It's official, y'all. So good on them. Great. I wish I had something else to say.
What a rebound, honey. Because wasn't she with like that
Brian Austin Green
from that old show?
Please put some respect on his name, Brian Austin Green from Beverly Hills 90210 for the washed people in the back.
And now she with a man with tattoos all over his body. That's a rebound.
So
they're not going to be together long.
Oh, no. Well, I don't know what. So she's 34. He's 30. Oh, I didn't realize he was 30. Okay, so they're pretty close in age. So they're
4 years. When you're a woman and you date anyone who's younger than you,
you get tired
of doing it. Yeah, you get tired of them. But also, you can control them. Like, older women know if you get you a little baby, you can be like, "Come on, baby, you go sit in here, like, do what I say."
And I'm like, "I'm the baby. Tell me what to do." That's funny though, because I feel like every older woman I mess with, they got rid of me real quick.
Well, because you was giving them a little thrill up their leg, Miles. Yeah, I knew you weren't going to stay around.
I know. And they're like, honestly, they're like, I'm kind of older and he's like in college and like, I need to go out and he has no money. So, sorry.
You know, Miles, I definitely see you dating older women in your youth. Like, that makes so much sense.
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, yeah, I'm an old spirit, you know, girl. Like, I'm like that, like,
your whole life is like Lana Del Rey nostalgia. Like, your life is what Lana Del Rey lies about her life being.
right. Oh, man. Man, video games would be way different if I wrote that song.
Here's the last thing I have to say about Megan,
though.
Oh,
yeah, please go on.
Is that I always felt bad for her because Megan Fox is so beautiful. And I always felt bad for her because I guess she has like these little weird thumbs.
People
like one of my friends has these thumbs. And people used to fucking zoom in on photos of her thumbs and post them.
Like, it's just peak toxic masculinity. You know what I mean? You take someone who is like, you're looking at them like, this is the most beautiful woman on the planet, according to media is telling us. And then it's me like, well, I got to find something wrong. Those thumbs, they got to go.
Zoom in on her thumbs.
Yeah, zoom.
So that they can feel good about themselves.
Well, you know, they're going to make a lovely divorce in the future.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think they'll get married. I think she's probably just on the rebound. She was just married. She's not going to get married again.
And the way
fast.
She was kind of like, they were quarantined, but she was just doing her own thing. Like, it feels like, I mean, look, I don't know. I'm going to educate myself more in their relationship before I jump to any conclusions so Fox Hive doesn't come for me.
I will continue to speculate with no information.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we should do as podcasters. Next up, Regina King, Issa Rae, Zendaya, Jeremy Pope. There's a lot of people trending because of the Emmy nominations. I personally am. It's so nice to see Regina King. I hope she wins. Watchmen, great. Give them everything. I think how many nominations did you say they got, Lacey? Like
24.
Wow.
Yep. Honestly, the Emmys were like, I mean, do we even need to have a show? We could just mail these to y'all. Like,
yeah, really. They're like, I don't know if you want.
They gave him a nomination for everything. They're like, sound, craft services.
like, yeah, stinkiest PA. Like, stinkiest right. PA.
Who had the best ending credits? Y'all credits look cute as fuck. We gonna give y'all an Emmy for that. Like, it was like, y'all done made up categories.
They're like, what's your name, Rachel? Oh, you get an Emmy. Best Rachel.
Best name. Yeah. Best Rachel. Okay? Emmy.
I mean, look, Issa Rae, all the way from YouTube to HearTube to the regular tubes. It's always nice to see right. all these people winning. Zendaya.
And, you know,
I mean, look, how do we feel?
Black.
How do we feel about Zendaya on Euphoria? I think we have some thoughts. She was great. She was good.
Okay, here's the issue.
Was it the range, that we needed?
If Hunter Schafer had been nominated as well, I don't think I would feel as bad about the Zendaya thing, because I think, like, Zendaya's, like, one of the most magnetic, beautiful people. I can look at Zendaya, look at paint dry, and just look at her for hours. Like, she's freaking gorgeous. And I think she's super talented. But Hunter Schafer, for me, on Euphoria, was just doing mad work. Like, she was killing it. So for me, it was, like, her getting snubbed and it just going to Zendaya, for me, felt like one of those celebrity, like, jerk-off moments where it's like, you're the famous pretty girl, so we'll give you the nomination because the show's about you. Whereas, like, Hunter Schafer actually had so much range. She was so dynamic. Whereas I felt like Zendaya just... honestly read like she was on heroin the whole time, like just a little sleepy.
Her character Jules in Euphoria definitely had like the most, provided some of like the best arcs and tension, and there's a lot to mine, I think, as a character. But you know?
Also, Hunter's a model, and this was like one of her first acting roles.
I think it was her, like, actual very first acting role ever.
She bodied it.
Come on,
so I'm
now.
Like, come on now.
Give it to everybody, though. But look, we like to see Zendaya win, you know what I mean? But we'd like to see everybody.
Listen, I'm always rooting for Everybody Black, and I'm always going to be rooting for Zendaya, because I've heard from people who've worked with her. I haven't had the privilege to work with her yet, but people that I know who've worked with her, she's like a consummate professional. She's a really sweet person. She's very kind, and she's very smart. So I'm always going to be rooting for a black queen. So Zendaya,
but if we're going off the art, off just the thespian acting, the thespian skills, I have to say, you know, I think I was a little bit more moved. By Jules, gotta say.
Yeah, Jules is super moving. Like, it was just such a complicated character, and she played it with such authenticity that it was just like, it was just breathtaking. So, you know, shout out to Hunter Schafer. We love you, girl. We don't know why the Emmys didn't.
That's why you gotta give out the scammies. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna give out the scammies, okay? Yeah, I'm gonna mail it to you. You just gotta send me your bank account, Hunter. Hunter, send me your bank account, sis.
It's that coupon and then value pack you're gonna send them. They're like, look, there's about $13,000 worth of savings in that shit, so don't spend it all in one place.
I will extract money from your account for shipping and handling, which will be about 10 grand.
Yeah.
Exactly. I know you got it.
Oh, come on. I know what those SAG minimums are. Don't play with me.
Listen, I do.
On HBO, and it's a 1 hour? Oh, okay, so it actually just went up.
To say this before, while we're on this conversation, that the Emmys calendar is like from June. A show has to premiere from June 1st, 2019 to May 31st, 2020 to be able to qualify for the Emmys. So if you're thinking about shows like I May Destroy You, which obviously is like so transformative. I love Michaela Cole. I literally live for her. If you're thinking about shows like that, like, just know that Big Little Lies did come out a while ago, but it still falls within that period. And that's why you're seeing older shows on the Emmys nomination list. And that's why you're not seeing newer shows. So don't think that those shows got shaded. They're just like, they have to wait their turn. It's going to be another year.
Yeah. Okay. And they'll get theirs. But I think that's why a lot of people, I'm sure, look at the calendar just like they do in movies, being like, okay, is this the year we want to do? Okay, should we push it a little bit? That way we're not dealing with these shows that just came out.
Because the drama categories this year, oh, they're a bitch. Like, comedy, it's very soft. Like, it's just nobody was really doing great comedies. But drama, we're talking limited series drama alone. Little Fires Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Miss America. Watchmen, they're all in a category up against each other. And that's not just it. And then you're talking regular dramas, you got Succession. You got, like, great fucking year for drama. Like, these categories are honestly a little impossible.
Yeah.
Like you got Laura Dern. You got...
I feel like in comedy, like, Rami's, like, the one thing I can just say, like, instinctively, like, I'm like, I feel like they have... That has to be nominated. I'm sure it was. I didn't even look through there, but
it, Rami is nominated, and it's now the first Muslim show to ever be nominated for an Emmy, and that was a big thing.
There you go.
Here's the thing about Rami, though. It feels like Brooklyn Nine-Nine to me, where I feel like people are just like, watch the show. Come on, watch it. Like, I feel like it's much like the studio has a lot of power.
It, you know, depends on how you got. Yeah, I just got into it because I know Anna was like, check it out. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And then like the secondary wave hit where I think it sort of reached that tipping point where a lot of people have watched it. I haven't seen the second season yet, which I know is just as good. Everybody's saying so.
I gotta watch. And one last thing about the Emmys before we move on. Another big snub, Reese Witherspoon. It's trending right now. The internet is not happy on Twitter about Reese Witherspoon not being nominated for an Emmy.
Wait, for Little Fires?
Yes.
Did and you she believe?
Was yeah? good. Oh, she
I don't know why when I watched it, I just like sort of looked at her as like an actual just like white person in reality who I didn't want to deal with. I was like, And maybe that's why it's good acting.
But Miles, you have to, you have to take into account that Reese Witherspoon and Beyonce are friends, okay? Anybody Beyonce approved? Anybody who gets an Ivy Park box set.
The box with the rack, not just the little, the cardboard box, a full on rack.
She got the box. Yeah, and she did a whole video. She don't get no money for promoting Beyonce brand. That's just how much she loved Beyonce. She said, bitch, we doing a whole video. I'm going to come out the box in different outfits. I was like, Reese, you are my sis. I love you. So when I saw her being this super problematic white woman, I was like, I know that's not who she is in real life. And damn, is she killing it.
And you're like, that's range right there. Because this woman I am seeing on the screen would not be fucking with Beyonce. Like, I know she fucks with Beyonce.
She would be jealous of Beyonce, but you not. You support our queen. So I do think that they're wrong. I think that the Emmys are wrong for not giving Reese that nod because she was so good.
Again, a scammy. That's really what it is then. Send her scammy.
Reese, send me your bank account.
Yeah, send me your address. The last four of your social and the street that you were born on. Thank you so much. And then lastly, Bailey Island, Maine is trending because there was apparently a shark attack where someone died in a shark attack off the coast of Maine. So that's why that is trending. And that is very, very, very unfortunate and freaky. I fucking hate the idea of sharks and shit. Like, sometimes I get in that ocean water. If I can't feel the bottom, sometimes I'm like, yo, the sharks are just they're right there, bro. They're laughing at me.
Laughing at you.
Yeah.
Also, I will say, guys, you have to watch out. Obviously, shark attacks are like this kind of weird, rare thing that unfortunately some people are unlucky. But there has been an influx of them happening because there isn't as much foot traffic on beaches because of COVID. So if you live near a beach, it's been they've been talking about it, at least in Los Angeles, where like the shark attacks have kind of gone up because the sharks are swimming closer to shore than they normally would.
Oh, because they're like, normally, yo, where they at?
There's normally tons of surfers and swimmers, so that's kind of always pushed the wildlife back. And with COVID and the beaches being empty for so long, now the sharks are just like up on the beach.
So just pull up with some underwater speakers along the coast and blast Rick Ross Chevy Riding High remix with Pusha T, okay? Because if he claimed king and he claimed best, then I guess you can call me God. Great opening rhyme from that song. Thank you so much, Lacey, for joining me today. And I guess I'll maybe check in with you tomorrow. Do a little more zeitgeist. All right, until then, y'all be well, be safe, be clean, wash your hands, wear a mask, and kick white supremacy in the ass. Talk soon. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.